Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. Our show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can reach us one day a week now. We are going to be making that announcement. We are on now Tuesdays from 7 to 8 o'clock, and we're going to take turns every other Tuesday. We will have a speaker, and then another Tuesday we will have a phone-in Tuesday. We'll come up with a little snazzy name. We haven't come that far yet. We have a guest speaker tonight, so next week, next Tuesday, will be our phone-in. You can also follow our blog talk at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com.
It's actually our blog, not our blog talk.
Oh, I'm sorry, our blog. And then you can go on, and if you have any questions, comments, or any feedback, you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Is there anything else that I need to
Yes, say? And we have a new website that is up and running.
That's right.
That is www.divinegoddessradio.com. So check out our website. You can always contact us through our website now. And if you would like to schedule readings, you can go ahead and schedule that off of our website as well.
Yes, 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 yes. We're excited. We have Miss Peace Warden as our guest speaker again today, and she's going to be doing even a more in-depth talk on herbs.
That's right. So welcome, Peace.
Welcome, Peace.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate love, both of you. You just make my heart just beat with love hard and strong because you're doing what you came to do, and I really appreciate that, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peace, do you want to maybe refresh our listeners' memories and just tell us a little blurb about yourself?
I am a Rastafarian. I've been a practicing herbalist now going on 15 years. I'm designated a master herbalist. I'm also a master soap maker. I'm also a certified health coach, and I'm a semi-retired nurse. So I kind of like covered all my bases.
Yes, you did.
In the healing arts.
That's awesome. What led you into becoming an herbalist?
When I went to Jamaica as a medical missionary, I met a gentleman who told me that the medicines that we were giving the residents were doing more harm than good, and really took me under his wing and explained to me how to use the things of the earth to heal those who were there, and clean water, good food, and making herbal preparations was one of the things that helped one man literally escape with his life. He got out. His family heard me, and he came. They came and brought what I needed to fix for him, and he survived. He lived. He overcame his death sentence, literally.
Oh.
Wow. That's fascinating.
And from there, this gentleman took me under his wing and took me out into the fields and the hillsides and the mountains and actually taught me how to pick herbs and know how what they were by eyesight, not buying them out of a store, and knowing how to use them and prepare them. Same way, you know, herbal preparations, making soaps and stuff like that, it was all the same. There wasn't too many things different, just your application. So I had a lot of knowledge stuffed in my head and changed the way I thought about life and the earth around me and things green growing that I had already most of my life just taken as weeds, but learned very quickly that I could eat, I could heal, and I could have spiritual attunement with these herbs and just be a whole different woman. And I did it several times, and it really did affect my chakras. It affected the way I thought, my thought processes, and the way my body responded to sickness and disease. It was really amazing.
Wow.
You know, speaking of herbs, I don't know if I'm assuming this would go into the herb. I know it's a plant. But do you use hemp in any of your products?
Hemp is really coming up strong. Hemp is one of the oldest I would say, processed herb in America, starting with George Washington. He had the largest hemp farm in America.
Because hemp was used for rope and for clothing.
No, right? He used it actually, in that time, they used the hemp to make the ropes for the ships.
Right, yeah. That's what I thought they used it for, all the rope.
Used to make hemp rope. So all the shipbuilders would go to him for their hemp rope for building, because, you know, in the Northeast, that's where all the shipbuilders were, in Boston and all of that way. So he was very rich from just growing hemp, not to smoke, because hemp has a different property than cannabis. Right now, you can find hemp in your pet store in the bird seed. Most of bird seeds is made from hemp.
Oh, my goodness. Well, if that isn't interesting here, I thought they were the same thing.
No, they're different.
I did not know that.
Yeah, two different things. It just, hemp is more from a male plant, and cannabis is from a female plant.
Oh, if that isn't just... Oh, here, my Lord, all this time, all these years, I've been thinking it's the same thing. That is interesting.
No.
Oh, look at that. Wow.
Well, do you want to jump into, I know you had a really nice outline of what you wanted to talk about, so do you want to jump into your first section?
Yes. The name of this particular, I fall in love very easily with books that tell me something that can bring me forward as a woman and as a healer. And this man wrote this book, and it's just beyond, it's just amazing. I love it. I treasure it. It just seals up my purpose when I read it. When I first got it, I was just beyond words. I was in tears because he really told my story. The name of the book is The Herbal Lore of Wise Women.
Okay.
And I'm going to say a word. It's going to sound somewhat dirty and a little bit risque, but it really isn't because you never heard it before. So it describes herbalists differently. It's called being a wart cunner.
Oh, okay.
And it's spelled wortcunner, and that's Old English.
Mm.
So wart cunning, the Anglo-Saxons, Old English, wart means root, herb, or spice, and to be a cunning from Middle English means to know. So you are a herb knower if you are a wart cunner.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So you've heard the word wart before in relationship to herbs, but you didn't understand. You just took it as some kind of scientific name some man stuck on. Not really. It didn't happen that way. It was a woman that named these herbs, and it just came down through time, and they never changed the name. So you know St. John's wort?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know mother's wort?
Yep. Yes.
You know wormwood, also known as wormwort?
Yep.
Yes.
That's where it came from.
Interesting. Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to take you even deeper into that. Wort also means word, and word also means the word of God. So you're speaking the word of God to healing when you become a wart cunner.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I really want you and the audience to really understand that it isn't what you think it is. Because a lot of what we've been told, it's been hidden, and we don't know our history as women and what we did for many generations. Our name got changed and blackened. We became witches. So a lot of the things that we knew how to do, we didn't get to do anymore because we were scared to be called a witch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that's how that came to pass. So moving right along, I'm going to take you first into, magical herbs.
Okay.
Magical herbalism is based on witches. And what the witch did was you would come to your local witch, and she would have asked you what you were needing, what was going on. And the first thing that any good witch is going to ask you is, do you need protection? Are you things going on around you that's causing problems that you need to protect yourself? So this is a basic protection recipe. And you want to always have this close by. You can have it in your car. You can have it on your person. If you're going into areas where you're not too sure of the intentions, you want to protect your aura and your chakras, that you come out or go in and be safe, that nothing's going to happen to you. There's a whole bunch of herbs that you can use for this, but I'm just going to give you ones that are easy to come across in your area, that it's not going to make you scratch your head and say, that piece, why did she tell me that one? I can't find it. Some of these you even know for cooking as well. They've transcended. One is basil.
Okay.
Another one is bay laurel. Another is dill. Another one is fennel. Another one is rosemary. And I mentioned this one before on St. John's Wort and tarragon. So you're going to get those herbs, and you're going to get a piece of white cloth. It's cotton. It's going to be 7 inches square. And you're going to select. Now, herbalism is very specific. I tell people this all the time. It's not random. You do things in a very specific numerical order because you're in alignment with the universe. So you pick 3 herbs, 7 herbs, or 9 herbs. So all of those herbs are in alignment with that number.
Okay.
And then you take equal parts of each and place them into a earthen bowl, mix them together silently for a few minutes with your hands, and then set aside. And if you have an altar, you put these herbs in the center of the cloth and put them on your altar, and you tie it with a red string representing your menstrual flow. And you tie the knot, you say in a firm voice, I bind thee to protect this house and all within it. And then you knot it 12 more times, repeating each repetition. When you finish doing that, you stand north. And then you say, may this which I have fashioned tonight serve as a guardian and protection for this house and for all who reside in it. May it serve me well. So that's a recipe for protection. That's a magical recipe for protection.
Love it.
You love it.
I love it.
And then, okay, so then after you you have it in a bowl,
you pick it up again, and you pick it up again, and you put it on your altar, and you tie it with a red string.
Oh, okay. And then you just leave it on your altar.
And then you tie a knot, and you say in a firm voice, "I bind thee to protect this house and all within it," and then you tie 12 more knots.
Okay.
Okay? And you say the same thing with each knot. And then when you finish, you stand north, and then you hold it aloft, and you say the words that I said last, may this which I have fashioned tonight serve as a guardian and protection for this house and all those who reside in it.
Okay. Now, did I hear you right? Are you supposed to be on your menstruation or not?
No, the red string is just a representation that you're feeling it up.
Okay. So it's symbolic, not literal.
Yeah.
I'm going, what?
Not literal, no. Don't do that. That's not nice.
Okay. Go ahead.
Now, this is getting into healing, magical healing.
Yes.
And one of the things that you have to know, all healing is by intention. So in this particular writing. I love this, and it really made me aware that I couldn't heal anybody. It really made me clear on what healing is and who I am not. I have to be open for the energy to come through me, to be present, to be able to discern what's going on, to be able to talk the right language to empower the person to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that goes. So with that being said, number one, all organic diseases such as cancer are usually self-inflicted. Uh-oh, you got quiet.
Oh, okay, say that again.
Organic diseases such as cancer are usually self-inflicted.
Really? Huh. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Okay, you have to be in agreement through your ego and your mind that you're angry enough at whoever you're angry with, because most disease come out of anger.
Yep.
And unresolved bitterness. That you're not going to transfer that energy into your body. So, for example, if I'm mad at you as a woman and I don't like you anymore and we broke up and we're divorced now and you got a cute new wife, I'm just going to roll that around in my mind long enough until it lodges underneath my heart and give me breast cancer.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I see where you're going with it. I see what you're saying. Getcha, getcha, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So you can see the connection.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. It's real obvious. Once you really get the clues, you can. And people ask me that all the time. How did you know that? Who told you that was my problem? I said, you told me. Everything about you told me. I couldn't.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, big flashing neon sign. And, you know, but I didn't say anything. I said, you just said enough, and the way your body language and the energy that's coming off you, that's all it could be. I mean, certain patterns can only be certain patterns. You can't change it.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Like if you've ever been sprayed by a skunk, you know what skunk will smell like for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. The main thing for healing, like it's agreement, you have to be in alignment. So you have to teach the healing of agreement, because a lot of people get in alignment with their doctor's fear, because that's what they teach,
mm-hmm.
for you to be afraid. So once you learn how to be afraid, then your body's immune system can't fight that. It just keeps getting more and more depressed. Because that's what fear and stress do to the immune system. And once
mm-hmm.
you've got those two things going on, you will catch the disease, whether you were or whatever. You could have had a tendency. One of the things that I love when people say, well, I have this and my mother had it and everybody else in my family, I said, well, I have to disagree with you. Or you agreed to have it. It wasn't like you had it. You agreed to have it.
Yes.
You know, that was your truth that you want. So,
mm-hmm.
here's a healing oil for someone who's going to be doing healing work.
Okay.
So, you're going to get some sandalwood chips, fresh red carnation petals, and rosemary leaves. You're going to crush them fat slightly and pack them in a green glass jar. Pour some purified olive oil over them and cap tightly. And let sit for 7 days. Remember I said everything in healing, magical healing, is always with numbers 3, 7, 9. So as you go, if you've been in the healing modality, if you dealt with the chakras and anything like that, you know everything is either 3, 7, or 9. It's always those numbers. That's always going to be surrounding you because each one of them bring a particular energy. So you're going to put the oil in the jar, and you're going to let it sit for 7 days where we receive the sun rays during the day and the moon rays at night. And you're going to strain it out, and you're going to be using this when you get ready to do your healing work. You're going to anoint yourself with this. So when you do your contemplation of how to heal the person, because a lot of times I will ask universe to tell me what's really wrong and whether I really should intervene, because sometimes universe wants that person to go through what they're going, because that's the only way to get their attention. So you got to learn that. You got to learn how to step out and not do rush in and try to pick them up and get them better, because they're not going to learn the lesson from the experience that universe wants them to learn. So you have to use the healing oil to get you aligned with truth, to know what healing is appropriate for the person.
Okay.
So where would you apply that after, before you do it?
You put it on your forehead, your neck, your hands, your wrists, and the soles of your feet.
Okay.
Okay, and I have a question. You said to use purified olive oil. Does it matter if it's extra virgin oil or just regular, or?
The extra virgin is your purified.
Oh, it is. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then with the disease, now, you know, you were saying that some people say, okay, well, you know, my mother had it, my father had it, my grandmother, et cetera. Alcoholism is also one of those things that they say is, you know, quote-unquote genetic. So obviously that falls into the same category, correct?
Yes. One of the things that person did as they were a child, they agreed that this was the safest way to be.
Okay. Because
they saw that person dealing with life in a way that gave them ease. Not that they're an alcoholic, but they say they were given the same fears.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Completely agree
okay.
with that one.
So you once you understand that, you can now look at what is the pattern. What kind of pattern was being formed in that family?
Uh-huh.
For that person to go into agreement that they would become an alcoholic or a drug addict or, you know, any type of abusive stuff. Obesity is one of the worst of ones because it's so insidious. No one, now they're starting to take it seriously, but on a meditation, really it wasn't taken seriously until it started impacting people's work ethics.
Mm-hmm.
That they couldn't sit in a chair, they couldn't come through the door, you know, all those type of things. And they were having so many health issues that it was costing the job a lot of money to have them employed.
Mm-hmm.
So now that was the reason why there was an outcry. Other than that, you never heard about obesity.
That's true. That's true, because it's a relatively new affliction.
Well, it was always around.
Hmm.
And it just, you know, what you needed to do. You just didn't know what to do. So when you're making magic, there's certain terms for magic.
Mm-hmm.
The first term is attunement, and you want to attune to the vibration of the herb.
Okay.
And what it wants to teach you and what it wants to do. So you'll know how to use it well.
Okay.
The second one is enchantment. This is where you visualize what you want the outcome to be. So you can either attune or you can enchant.
Okay.
When she was saying mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all, was she using enchantment or attunement?
Enchantment,
yes. So once you start understanding how to use these tools to be in alignment with the cosmic and the spiritual energy that flows from Mother Earth to us at all times, you will be better doing what you like to do, like reading. The readings would become more purposeful. You would understand exactly what was going on. The energy would be so alive, it would be crackling around the room and jumping off the cards and the person would be just like an x-ray to you.
Exactly.
So you would understand.
I'm observing everything you're saying, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
So there are several ways to do magical procedures. The first one is a sachet.
Okay.
And we've known them for years and years. Our grandmothers and other women carried sachets around. They smelled really nice. But that was really a magical spell, protecting or healing or attracting the cute guy in church to ask them out to the social, whatever. The sachet was used to protect yourself, to make something happen in your life. So you would use enchanted herbs for that. The next thing was the voodoo doll or the poppet. So you want to make an image of the person, have something from them, and you can use roots, potatoes, bark, paper, and other materials. You use cloth and herbs to make this doll. So the doll is going to have the properties of the disease, and then you're going to use the doll to heal the person long-term, what they call distance healing.
Oh, okay.
So that's what you're going to use the poppet for or the voodoo doll. The next is the infusion. That's what I'm a master at, infusion herbal portion, where I get the herbs and I go through every step of it with you and tell you you're going to be on it 3 days, 7 days, or 9 days. And I get all the herbs together and I create a group of 3 herbs, 7 herbs, and 9 herbs. And I give that to you to take, and then I monitor you and see if you're getting a result. And most of the time, everyone I've ever treated always get a really perfectly good result, and they're fine. Okay. You can't use metal because it takes the energy out of the herb. You never boil a herb or a root. They have to be put into the water. You boil the water, take it out of the pot, put it into an earthen vessel. That's why you always see witches with cauldrons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's why. Okay. And then you want to make the infusion. So the recipe is use 1 teaspoon of herb for every cup of water. And then you pour the water over the herb in an earthen dish, and you cover it and let it steep to 9 to 13 minutes, strain, and cool before using. And you use them as a tea. Okay?
As a tea, okay.
Yeah. You can actually make baths as well. I've made magical baths for people who were in critical misalignment with a lot of psychological imbalances, that you use the bath to restore harmony to the chakras. And there's some really good chakra oils that you can use afterwards to restore the chakras and have the person listen to a particular chakra alignment chant that will help them restore their balance.
Okay.
The next one is ointments. And ointments are made with shortening or lard. And you make the herb into a powder. You pound it down and mix it together. And then you put that onto the part of the body that's causing the problem. And this was one of the main things that was done during the Civil War. A lot of ointments were created. And then oils and incense are the two most ones that we know today. Most everyone know essential oils.
Yes.
The go-to oils, and that's coming out of magical herbalism. You know, Bach home herbal essences?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's Bach is if you follow the history of Bach and go back and look at where those flower recipes came from, they came out of the magical herb system.
Oh, okay.
That's why they have such a profound effect on you.
Hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. And incense is the same thing. If you need to calm a house down, you burn a certain type of incense. If you're trying to get certain energy out of your house, you burn a certain type of incense. If you're going to bring in certain type of energy, you need to burn a certain type of incense. Like a standard for clearing is what, Beth?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
What's a standard for clearing a house, Beth?
Sage. This is great.
Oh, yep. Sage.
I knew you knew that. I knew you knew that. I knew you knew that. That's why I had to throw it out there.
But I
so
do,
you know,
I do sage all the time. I do sage all the time.
Yeah, white sage is a standard for clearing your house.
Yes.
And what's another one for sweetening your house?
Sweetgrass.
Yep.
Nope.
Oh.
Cinnamon.
Oh.
You get a whole pack of cinnamon sticks, and you get a bucket, and you put the cinnamon sticks, and you get a fresh broom. And if you've been having some ugly people come through with bad vibes, you just brush the front of your house off, the steps, the porch, with the cinnamon broom, and all their vibes go away.
Oh, that's cool.
I love that.
Isn't cinnamon good for money as well?
No, we're going to talk about that. That's the next segment.
Woo-hoo! That's what I'm waiting for.
I'm trying to be organized here.
Oh,
and
you're doing a fantastic job.
The only reason I ask is because someone had given me a little tip to use for money, like on my dollar bills, but to use cinnamon oil and anoint it, the bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are all kinds of things. Like I said, if the intention is there.
Okay. Okay.
It'll work, but we're going deeper now. We're getting ready. We're putting on our big girl boots now. We're getting deeper into it with intention.
Okay. All right. So remember that now. You can dip your broom in a bucket of cinnamon sticks, and then you sweep your porch, right? And that keeps the negative people away?
Mm-hmm. Negative vibe.
Okay.
Negative vibe, not just people. We're talking
negative vibe. Cool. All
mm-hmm.
right. Okay.
Okay, so you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you know alfalfa?
Yes.
It's a feminine herb, and its planet is Venus, and its element is Earth, and its powers are prosperity, anti-hunger, and money.
Oh.
And you keep it in the home to protect from poverty and hunger. It is best placed in a small jar in the cupboard or pantry. Also burn alfalfa and scatter the ashes around the property for the purpose of attracting more money. And it's used in money spells.
Hmm, did not know that.
Wow.
And the next one is bitter almond, not for internal use. And it's a masculine herb. Its planet is Mercury. Its element is air. And it has deities attached to it. Mercury, Thoth, and Hermes.
Okay.
Its power is money, prosperity, and wisdom.
Okay.
And you use the almonds as well as the leaves and the wood of the tree. And it will give you the ability to have success in all your business ventures.
Mm, okay.
Good.
And the next one is aloe. You know aloe vera.
Yes.
It's feminine. And its planet is the moon. Its element is water. And its powers is protection and luck. And you go around to a lot of elders' house and you'll see it because they know this.
Mm-hmm.
It guards against evil influences and protects the household against household accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And in Africa, the aloe is hung over the house and the doors to drive away evil as well as to bring good luck.
Really?
And in Mexico, large wreaths made of whole garlic bulbs. And they also put the aloe with that, and that will put saints and magical herbs and rock salt and pine nuts. And this is all to protect and bring money and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay, good. I have a nice big aloe plant in my house.
Mm-hmm. Didn't even know. Now I'm going to give you a little aside for aloe real quick.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody has real serious skin breakouts and don't know where it's coming from and they want to clear up their skin real quick, you can use a bottle of brown Listerine mouthwash with cotton balls, and that's an antibacterial and an antifungal, and you wipe the skin up, and then you apply a freshly cut the juice from a freshly cut aloe vera plant. And you put that on your skin. Don't put any soap. Don't put any lotion. And you seal your skin up with that morning and night. And within 6 days, everything is healed up.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this is something else you know. Banana.
Mm-hmm.
It's cinnamon. And it's from the planet Venus. And its element is water. And its powers are fertility, potency, and prosperity. So you want to use the stalk. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And did you know at one time bananas were forbidden to women on the pain of death?
Really?
No.
You guys, your voices are like all over the place. Really? I can't believe this.
Oh,
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, both in Hawaii and Tahiti. If you ate a banana as a woman, you was done. You died. It's also
really?
One of the main. Yeah. This was going on until 1819.
Oh, I've never heard that.
I can't say I've heard that either.
Yeah. So if you're getting married and you want to increase your fertility the first night and help his impotency, you have some banana leaves over your bed, or you get married under a banana garland, and all of that is the magical powers coming through.
Mm-hmm.
So we're finishing up with that one. That's Cunningham's Encyclopedia of Magical Herbs. The other one before that was Magical Herbalism by Llewellyn's Practical Magic Series. Llewellyn has a really nice tarot card website as well.
Okay.
Online.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you can order pretty much all the books I mentioned off that website. They sell books. And they sell most of all the herbs and the utensils that you need to do all of this as well.
Oh, okay. Nice. Nice to know. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The next one is called The Scientific Validation of Herbal Medicine. It's a nice book. I like this one, too. I'm spoiled. I can't help it. And now we're going to talk about how to lose weight just using herbs.
Thank you.
My ears are really perked up.
Now both of us like stand right up.
I tell you. Most of the time, you can lose your weight very simply. And it's so simple, most people don't want to do it because it's too simple. Everything is a system in the body. And because we as women were never taught how to, and men too, really, realistically, men weren't taught either, how to understand how to use food as a tool for healing and to keep our body functioning at a certain level. If you find yourself always having a depressed immune system, the first thing you would need to check is the pH of your urine. If your pH is below 7 and you're too acidic, you're going to have problems losing weight. You're always going to be catching colds. You're always going to have skin breakouts. You're going to have something going on in your body because now you're not balanced. So you always have to know what your pH is, especially in these days and times.
Okay. So well, how would you know that? Do you have to go to a doctor to do that all the time?
No. You can go right to your local pharmacy and ask them for pH test strips and just pee on the strip. Yeah, just pee on the strip and then match the strip to the little, they have all the little codes, but the color mean, and you know you're 7.5, and anything under 7.5 you need to address.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, you know you need to detox your liver, your kidney, your bowel, and your blood, because those are the areas that usually take up all the trash and can't get rid of it. That you take, if you've been on, if you eat certain ways, if you drink, if you take chemical meds, they tend to lodge in certain areas, and then it lodges into the fat, and then it's a cycle. Now, if you are like everybody today, there's so much stressful things going on in the world. If your life tends to be more stressful than normal, depending on your lifestyle choices, you start building a chemical in your brain called cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cortisol is a very dangerous chemical because it will make you act irrational and behave irrational, won't let you sleep, and just have you just misfiring on all fronts. So if you eat a high-sugar, high-starch diet, and you fit the parameters of what they call obesity, if you, a doctor was to check your numbers and say, okay, you're in the obese range, he now is going to start looking at two things. Really, it should be three, but most of the time he's only looking at two. The first thing he's going to do is check your blood sugar, and the second thing he's going to do is check your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a lot of junk in your blood, it's going to change your blood pressure. It's going to make it sluggish. He's not going to tell you to detox your blood. Now, the two herbs that you need to really three that I like to use is burdock, dandelion, and pardiaco. Now, dandelion, you see them growing in your yard every spring, but that's what they're there for you to go out and pick them and clean your blood. That's why they grow so close to you, because they love you and they want to help you. But you kill them off and not understanding their true purpose in your life. And once you've cleaned out your blood, now you want to get some milk thistle. So those are the first three. So I can add all these herbs together and make a group of nine. And you'll clean your blood. Then you'll add the milk thistle to clean your liver. And then you'll add the uva ursi to clean your kidney. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can either use senna or aloe to clean your bowel.
Okay.
So you put that preparation together, and you're on it for 7 days. Or 9 days, or 3 days. Those numbers are always constant. They never change.
Okay.
So with doing that, the first month you do it, you've lost 10 pounds. Just from that one action. So your
now,
next
did you say
action.
This is a tea, or is this something you drink, or?
You make your own tea. You use your herbs, and you make your own tea. And see, I tell individuals I don't like using all of these over-the-counter chemical formulas for women, for weight loss supplements, because we have wombs and breasts, and parts of our brain are predicated to sustaining the hormone level. And if you're taking these chemicals and you're not cleaning them out, now it's taking this on as something that's supposed to be there, and now that part of your brain isn't functioning properly anymore.
Oh, okay.
And that's why women are having such horrible menopause.
Okay.
Okay. So now you reached a certain age where it should be easier for you to lose the weight, and now it's harder because your body has been getting so many missed signals from the chemicals that you've been taking in good faith. So now you have to go back and reassess, what is it, where is it, and what do I need to do? And you can really look at yourself in the mirror objectively and understand what part of your body is talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it your skin? Is it your bowels, your kidneys? Is it your liver? All of those areas have signals that they give you. And if you are in tune with your body, you will hear, and then you will find the herbs that work with that part of your body. So, with that being said, there's certain herbs that are here to help you lose weight.
Woohoo!
Okay?
Yes, yes.
Now, it's called Annatus sativus, and its main job is to make you lose weight. It's a sexual tonic. It detoxes you. It makes you lose water, helps your skin, and helps you digest fat, and it gets rid of all the, like you have arthritis, gout, anemia, depression. It really, really helps you with all of that. Okay? So okay. What you want, and it works with birch, and you can also use bromelain with this, which is a derivative of pineapple.
Oh, okay. How do you spell that, Yanata?
Annatus.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. And the next one is plantain. This usually grows wild around your house, around your community, but you don't know it, so you walk right past it. I wouldn't recommend go picking it, though, because they spray too many pesticides that are not safe.
Yeah,
in the community. Okay. If you have a tendency for cellulitis, you know, they tell you that you can never get rid of the cheesy-looking thighs.
Oh, is that what it's called? Cellulitis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. Cellulite?
Yeah.
Cellulite?
Cellulite,
so that's what it does. That it helps get rid of the triglycerides, the fat, and it really it heals wounds, anything going on with tissue regeneration, if you've got varicose veins, all of that. It helps with that.
Okay.
And the next one after that, if you wear glasses, is bilberry. And that helps you improve your eyesight.
Hmm. Okay.
The next one, I'm giving you some, this is one that you can find. You should have in your closet as a standard, as a woman. Bragg's, the apple cider vinegar is one thing you should have as a standard.
Yeah.
And this is another standard. It's called Brewer's Yeast. You've heard of it?
No.
Yes, very good product. Besides the Bragg's, Brewer's Yeast, royal jelly, and raw honey. Those should be your your automatic go-tos. If you're feeling peckish, if your kids are sick, anybody sick in the house, you got your weapons. You don't have to even look at the doctor.
Good, okay.
So, okay, Boulanger's is good for stress, vitamin deficiency, infectious diseases. It's an organic defense tonic. It helps with resistance. It has vitamin B1, B2, B3, B4, B5, B6, B7, B9. It helps with baldness. It helps with growth detoxification. And it also has 16 vitamins in it.
Wow.
And if you have anything, like I said, going on with your liver or your gallbladder, it helps repair the hepatic cells.
Oh,
okay. All right. So it's really good for anyone who has stress, like I said, liver regeneration, diabetes, if you have influenza, anything with digestion, anyone who's a heavy drinker. This is all hepatic. The Boulanger's really helps out with the liver function along with the milk thistle. You put them on the milk thistle, you get the milk thistle in them, you can see their liver's going down, then you start them on the Boulanger's, and it takes it the rest of the way. Because
okay.
Most livers have abscesses in them. That's when you see their stomach is really big. Hepatitis and all this stuff came out of people not doing a detox.
Oh, makes sense.
Okay. So these are the things that you can use. This is another one. If you have anybody that has sciatica,
mm-hmm.
something's going on with their, they always get some kind of inflammation going on. A lot of people are talking about fibromyalgia.
Yes. Yes.
This is the go-to herb for them. It's called Devil's Claw. Okay? And it will help with the inflammatory response. Now, I like Devil's Claw, but there's another herb, really it's not an herb, it's a bark from a tree called pycnogenol. And I can't say enough about it. It just really does the body good. If you're on pycnogenol, you've really helped yourself out quite a bit from not having arthritis, not having vein problems, poor circulation, slowing down of your brain, catching Alzheimer's, free radical damage, and the list just goes on and on and on.
Okay.
So where are we in our time? You can start asking me questions.
Well, we have about 6 minutes left, so.
Wow, I'm good.
You are good.
You are very good.
Now, I'm trying to think.
Go ahead.
You said the one about the prosperity. You can use that, wasn't it about 4 or 5 different items about bringing in more prosperity?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I heard that one right. So let me see what
yeah.
else was I getting.
Everything is in order. Either you're going to use 3 of them, 7 of them,
or
9
or
of them.
Or 9 of them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, you know what I wanted to ask? So can you do this over the phone if somebody wanted to do something with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, a lot of people message me on Facebook and ask questions.
Okay.
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 And then I'll tell them exactly, detail it out, exactly what they need to do and why.
Okay. Okay.
Just like I went through it with you about what the properties are. Do it now. What's going on? And if it don't fit the property, I can't use the herb. And that's one of the things that doctors don't really be clear on. They just use a chemical substance and throw it at you, not really knowing what's going on in the totality of you, spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's so much to be said about
natural healing. I mean, my dad was telling us a story of how his grandmother saved his life when he was like 5 months old because he had so much diarrhea and he couldn't keep food down. And she prepared a pulse, like a paste from a pomegranate, you know, using
yeah.
the skin. And,
yeah.
and he didn't know if she mixed anything else, but by feeding him that, it saved
yeah.
his life. And, yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, boy, I wish you could have written those things down.
And another good one for doing that if you've got a cranky, colicky, sicky baby is slippery elm.
Okay.
And, you know, that gets all of, I mean, there's just so many things that you can do with asthmatics, elderberry. If you've got someone who's constantly congested, elderberry is perfect. These things, these trees, these things, these resources are being just thrown away by us today because we are so not aware.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Is there anything that's out there for wrinkles?
Wrinkles indicate that you've been eating a diet of high-processed food and not getting enough water and not having
oh.
bowel movement.
Oh, my God. Scary. Scary how accurate that is.
I tell people, you don't, just if you ask me the question, I had no knowledge, right?
Yeah.
None. Not even a heck of a clue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't live with you. I'm not around you. But certain things just fit. It mm-hmm. can't be anything else that will cause that.
That's right. And I don't post any of that on Facebook, so she wouldn't get that off of Facebook. Okay, can you ever get rid of, a lot of people have talked about this too, gallbladder, you know, people who've had to have their gallbladders removed and maybe they have a scar on their stomach. Is that possible to ever get rid of that?
Well, it depends on, like I said, what they're now eating and what they're doing. They can make preparations that can lighten it up, tone it down.
Mm-hmm.
That it'll disappear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Really?
But they don't have to look at it. Because I can give you recipes. But people like to start a thing and don't want to keep up with it.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, there's just so much. I mean.
So, Peace, what do you charge if somebody wanted to contact you?
My fee is $50. And that's, I don't, it's free.
And I'm sorry, we just had somebody come in and say something. It's $50, and what else did you say? I'm sorry?
I charge that. People charge much, much more.
Oh, yeah.
In this, where, you know, like hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I charge that amount because it's an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an agreement that you are taking what I'm giving you serious.
Oh, yep, yep.
If I give it to you for free, you won't respect it.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Peace, for sharing your information with us. And if any listeners want to contact her, just contact her through Facebook, Peace Warden.
Yes.
And yeah, thank you again for sharing
thank
your wisdom
you.
With us, and have a fabulous evening.
Loved it, loved it. Thank you, Peace.
You're welcome, beautiful queens, my divine goddesses. I love you, and I'm just sending a bunch of a light, a warm lavender light to cover both of you, that you get all your dreams come true this weekend. Something magical and wonderful happened to both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Peace.
Yeah.
Have a great evening.
Yes. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.